This podcast is brought to you by Pastor Terry Green and Celebration Church in Salinas, California. For more information, you can visit us on our website at celebrationchurchsalinas.cc.
What I see, 2018, the year we see is increased favor. Say increased favor. I want to continue in this series, and the whole month has been a series of messages on what we see. Today I want to minister on the favor and the blessing of God in a continued way. How many of you understand that you may have heard this before, but faith comes by and hearing by the? Faith doesn't come by having heard. Faith moves your mountains. Faith moves your problems. Faith brings in your harvest. Faith heals your body. Somebody say amen. We need to walk in the understanding that if I heard it once, it isn't enough. It's a seed, it's planted, but the word needs to be watered. And we water it again and again. Every time we hear it, we're watering. Somebody say amen. And so when I talk about favor, the Lord has given me an assignment this month, along with my son and whoever's here in the pulpit, to keep speaking the word and dropping seeds in your hearts. Because I don't want you to hear a good sermon. I want you to be changed. I want your life to be greatly improved. I want the quality of your ministry to go through the sky. You missed it there. I want your ministry to take off like it's never taken off. Father, I thank you for hunger here. What I see in 2018, increased favor. But I want to talk about how to walk in favor. I want to talk about the blessing of God. In Genesis 12, 1 through 3, very special chapter for me in my life, in my life of my family, actually. It's how we came to be here. The Lord gave me this word while I was sitting in a balcony in Anaheim, California, and Keith Moore was speaking, and he chose to speak on this subject, on this chapter. And he says, I don't know why I'm doing this. And he didn't spend one session. He spent two sessions on it. He says, this is not what I planned, but he says, this is what I have to speak. I know why I spoke it, because it changed my life and it affected yours. Because from that day forward, I knew I had been waiting on the word of the Lord. I had been processing the word of the Lord. But when he gave me this, when he gave me this chapter, when he gave me these verses, it changed my life forever. I knew I was to leave where I was and go to a place I'd never been. And it was to leave the covering that we had for 30 years and come under a new covering that we're under presently and to go places we never went before, didn't know if anybody would follow us. But the good news is when you step out on the word of the Lord and the favor of God comes, his blessing follows you. And lo, look what the Lord has done. And so I want you to hear this word with the thought in your heart that God, if he did it before, he can do it again. And what he's never done, he wants to do for you. Walking in favor, Genesis 12, 1 through 3. Promises to Abraham. Now the Lord had said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. Say it, I will bless you. And make your name great. And you shall be a blessing. Say, I will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Genesis 12, 2 in the Amplified Classic Version reads like this. And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you with abundant increase of favors. Not just favor, favors. Not just increase, but abundance of increase of favors, plural. Hallelujah. I said if he blessed you before, he can bless you again. He's favored us before. I'm telling you, it's his heart. He wants to bless us and favor us again. Hallelujah. And I will make your name famous and distinguished, and you will be a blessing, dispensing good to others. Hallelujah. God has pronounced the blessing. Say the blessing. upon Abraham's life and bestowed, say, favor, bestowed favor on his life. So he now has two spiritual forces working in his life. And so do you. Whatever God blesses is blessed forever. I can prove that with Scripture. And his favor, as I told you last week, his favor lasts for a lifetime. Oh, somebody should have got excited about that. It wasn't favor way back when. It's favor today. It's favor tomorrow. You say, oh, you're really encouraged. You bet I'm encouraged, because I'm not just hearing it. I'm living it. Hallelujah. Morning by morning, new favors I see. Mercies I see. Same word. Mercies, grace, favor. All the same word. My God is a blessor. I said my God's a giver, not a taker. My God wants to love on you like you ain't never heard of before. You think he's loved you up till now? You ain't seen nothing yet. The devil tries to make you and me think that we're way behind. We ain't got no hope. I've got good news for you. The Lord is the first one in line saying, no, you can't bless him. I'm going to bless him first. I'm going to bless him again. Then I'm going to bless him again. And then I'm going to bless him again. He's a blesser. He's a giver. He's a lover, not a hater. He's my Father. Hallelujah. He loved me when I had nothing to offer him. He gave me when I had nothing to give back. He didn't come giving so he could take. He came only so I could love him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever God blesses, he blesses forever. And his favor is for a lifetime. And you got it all when you got born again. Oh, I'm going to say it again. It felt so good. I got it all when I got born again. I don't have to beg for it. I don't have to work for it. I already got it. He's in me. He's on me. He's all around me. He's lifting me up. He's watching. Oh, woo, hallelujah. I'm blessed. I'm mightily blessed. I'm exceptionally blessed. I'm highly favored. Woo. You didn't get that job the first time. And the devil said, devil's a liar. I got news for you. You got it the second time. And it's better now than it would have been then. Because you have found God is faithful. Hallelujah. Oh, the blessing of God is an empowerment on your life, giving you the ability to prosper, to excel, to succeed, to increase, to multiply, and to rise above anything and everything that tries to come against you and everything that would try to hold you back. I got news for you. You can't be held back, because there's a locomotive called the Holy Ghost behind you saying, woo, move on. This baby's coming through to victory. Say victory. I'm on a victory train. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The blessing has been pronounced on Abraham. It's been pronounced on you and me. For every seed of Abraham has the promise of the Father. Every seed of Abraham has the blessing of Abraham. Every child of God is the seed of Father Abraham, and we are the inheritors of the promises. This blessing, this dual empowerment was pronounced on him in chapter 12. And in chapter 13, he's come with nothing. He had nothing when God spoke to him. And in chapter 12, he starts off with nothing. And in chapter 13, the Bible says he's rich in calves. He's rich in bullocks. He's rich in silver. He's rich in gold. I'm telling you, it only takes a chapter. I started off in chapter 12, and now I'm going to chapter 13. Oh, and along the way, chapter 14, an army came against him, and he took 300 man servants from his household, and he slew an army of thousands. I'm telling you, the favor of God is what caused those 300 men to destroy thousands. And I'm telling you that in the midst of trial and in the midst of warfare and in the midst of attack, favor will take care of you. The blessing will fight your battles. The favor of God destroys your enemies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's an anointing on this house to receive blessings we've never seen or heard of before. It's why we've been fought. It's why we're going through trial. But I got good news from heaven. The Spirit of God is upon me, and he's anointed me to heal the brokenhearted and to bind up the wounded and to set the captives free. The favor of God, the oil of joy and gladness is coming on this house. Give him praise. Give him glory. Victory is on the horizon. Whoa! You've been sick a while, but you ain't gonna be sick no more. You've been depressed for a while, but you're not gonna have any more depression anymore. Darkness has to go. Light destroys the darkness. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Your victory is here. Say today. Today, I am highly favored, highly blessed, free from the laws of sin and death. Lift your hands and praise him. Lift your hands and praise him. Lift your hands. He inhabits. He manifests when you praise him. Oh, take your hands off my babies. Take your hands off my child. Take your hands. I'm praising the God who said I'm highly favored. No weapon formed against me will prosper. Oh, you created those things, and you said they cannot touch me. I call my grandchildren healed. I call my baby healed. I call my unborn grandchild healed. I call my little daughter healed. I call my daughter-in-law healed. I call my son well. I call my son-in-law free. Hallelujah. Oh, I call my mother-in-law living longer and longer, as long as she wants to. I call your family wealthy. I call your family healthy. I call your ministry flourishing, blossoming, exploding. I call every gift back to remembrance. I call every gift you have renewed. I call your strength to mount up with wings as eagles. You're going to run and not be weary. You'll walk and you'll never fall by the wayside. Why? Because we're expecting favor. Favor! It's mine. Favor is mine. Oh. Oh. Hallelujah. You will receive multiple opportunities for favor. If you walk after God's covenant commands, nothing can hold you back. Favor comes. It is a door that needs to be opened and walked through. Blessing brings about opportunities for favor. Favor is an opportunity to cause the blessing to explode. But you must go from where you are to where he's calling you to. Because if you leave Abraham's father's house and you go to a place that God has prepared for those who love him, favor will follow you. Favor will go before you. Favor picks up behind you. Favor surrounds you. And the demons tremble. And they know you're coming. And the sinners look on you and say, the Lord is with them. Instead of cowering, we're going to come out blasting. And they're going to hear of us coming years ahead. I don't think you caught that. The demons are going to hear about us in the future. And they're going to say, get ready, they're coming. Get ready. Do what you got to do now because they're coming. And, oh, and they bring that mighty man called Jesus with them. The rock of offense, the foundation stone, the capstone is getting ready to be laid to the temple of your lives. Hallelujah. Favor. What is favor? God Favor is God granting his goodness and his will towards you. His kindness towards you, Psalm 37:4. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. You know what we're doing today? We're delighting in him. Check it out. Does it look hard? It's not hard to delight in him. I said it's not hard to delight in him. We make this too hard. We make favor too hard. Favor is easy. Just come into his presence with thanksgiving. Enter into his courts with praise. And delight in him. And favor will flow like a river. Favor. You get it every day. You're born again. He loves you. He cares for you. He's taking care of you. But he wants you to have more. More. Say more. Increase. Abundance. More. Number two, God bestowing his love on you as a token of his regard for you is what favor brings. Even while we were yet sinners, he had no use for us, he loved us and gave everything. Number three, definition of favor, God's preferential treatment comes your way. Everywhere you go, you need to expect it. Not arrogantly. Hey, I'm a preacher. Give me a discount. Jesus saved. I've been waiting in line too long. I'm a man of the cloth. Somebody slap me. That's arrogance. No, I'm not talking about expectancy like that. You go around and act that way, I'll come slap you. Tell him you go to the Catholic Church. Catholics won't act that way. Listen to me. When you walk into a room, when I go into a church service, when I arrive at my workplace, when I'm on my vacation, when I'm stepping on a plane, I don't care who you think I am. It don't matter who you think I am. I know who my Father is, and I expect his favor. I said I expect him to bless me. I expect him to love me and take care of me. I expect his angels to encamp around about me and to deliver me. He is the Lord, my shepherd. I will never want. You call that arrogance? I call it faith. I call it a testimony of what he's already shown me. And he changes not. He loved me from the day he bore me. He loved me from the moment I received him into my heart. He loved me before. He loved me after. He loves me then. He loves me now. Why would I expect that when I go to Father's house, I'm not going to be blessed? Hallelujah. We must expect the blessing. Say expect. We need to expect God's best. We need to expect God's favor. Expecting by faith to receive from God. I experience it often when I go to meetings. When I go to meetings, there is a hunger in me. I've traveled hundreds of miles, literally hundreds of times. I've traveled thousands of miles, many, many times, just to get a word of impartation. I'll do it again, and I'll do it again, and I'll do it again. Do you know why? I've tasted and seen how much he loves me. And when I went and my hunger, you've heard me say, pull on the gift. How many of you know what pull on the gift means? It means when I come in this room, that man, that woman who's up there, they're anointed by God, and I came to get something, and I'm going to pull in faith on that gift. And if nobody else gets anything, Father, I know you've got something for me, and I'm going to pull. I'm expecting. I said, I'm expecting. I said, I'm expecting. And though my emotions say, you're a loser, and you have no right, and you ain't done enough, I say, you get thee behind me, you foul devils, you evil thoughts. I'm renewed my mind, and I know in whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that that which I've committed unto him against that day will never be lost, and I'm expecting my miracle. And every time I walk into that church, I get something. Every time I land and I go to that conference, I get something. Every time I meet here on Sunday night for prayer meeting, I get what I came for. Every time I go to my knees in prayer, when I get past that hidden veil, that riven veil, and I go into the Holy of Holies, I know I've been in the presence of the Lord. I came in one way. I came in expecting. I came in empty, but I came in fully expecting. And when I left, I walk in the presence of the Lord God Almighty. And the glory of the Lord goes before me and comes up behind me. And I'm a new man. I'm a new creature. I've got the anointing of God on my life. Many times I've gone into Fresno and the devil slapped me up one side and down the other and tell me, you dummy, you're traveling all these miles, you're running your car, you ain't got no money, and you're dumb, you're 60 years old, 50 years old at the time, and you're following your former youth pastor, you're an idiot, you're dummy. And when I come in, he says, oh, Pastor Terry's here, walks me all the way up in the front and sets me down, embarrasses the holy Hyundai out of me. Preaches a message I've heard before, but I need to hear it again because faith has not quite taken birth inside my spirit. And I'm going to have what God's given him. And what God gave him, he'll give to me. I may have missed it once, but I'm not going to miss it again. I'm never giving up. I'm coming with full expectation. What my God promised me, my harvest is still alive. Oh! And everything he puts in my way to come against me, it's just a little trickle here and a trickle there. It seems like a big thing at the time. But when I look back, I say, is that all you had? Is that all you had? And I believe we're getting to the day when we're in the middle of the process, we're going to look him right in the eye and spit in his face and say, this ain't enough because my God is greater. I expect to come out of this rejoicing and make you look like a fool. Foul spirits. Well, that's a nice little Presbyterian message. Every time, many times, when I come in and I'm whipped up one side down the other, but my faith isn't moved by reason. My faith is not moved by my emotions. My faith is not dictated to by my circumstances. My faith is not affected by the thoughts of the enemy. I would pull on the gift. I would come expecting. And many times they've picked me out of 2,000 people there. Nobody else did they minister to on more than one occasion, on one occasion, on two occasions, on three occasions. And this is, it just becomes almost a regular occasion that they call on me and they minister to me. And what they minister to me changes my life. Many times nobody called me out, but by the time I got through fighting those spirits and the time I left there on the way home, sometimes it was on the way home, and the Holy Ghost would flood my car, and I would say, oh, I was glad when they said unto me, come and let us go into the house of the Lord. Greatly to be praised is our God, because he never fails me. And I came wanting but expecting. And I'm leaving now full and expecting more. Turn to the person next to you and say, he loves you and he never fails. Now tell him there's more. Tell him there's more. He just keeps giving. Keeps giving. Say favor. Hallelujah. God's preferential treatment is coming your way. Expect it. Expect it. I'm not going to get past this. I can't believe it. Karen and I are on an airplane. We haven't flown in a while. And we've got our, how can I say, our faith is active. Okay? I don't have enough money to get on planes and waste my time. I got plenty of money, but I don't want to waste my money or my time. Somebody say amen. So we've got a lot of things that are coming against us, but our faith is active. And it's just a simple thing. But you know what? We're standing in the back of lines, and we're trying to get to the airport. And Karen's always late. Turn that off. Turn that off. Don't send it to her phone. Honey, you're never late. You're awesome. I'm always late. You're beautiful and I'm ugly. I'm going to buy you a Cadillac and two new dogs. Well, you got a Cadillac, you got a dog, only one dog, and it's going to be a toy. It's simple, but, you know, we're standing in the back of the line. We don't have a seat. We know we're going to get on the plane, but we'll probably be next to the toilet and all that glory. I'd rather ride a tricycle across the Pacific Ocean than sit next to a toilet on a long flight. Yeah, let's just say it like it is. Yeah, that's my joy to see two big guys come then stand there in the aisle and, you know, anyway. I'm sitting there enjoying the view and fragrance. And so, you know, it's not life or death, but hey. And so I said, well, baby, let's just go ask him. Because we walked up about a half hour, 40 minutes. We're early, you know, because I'm with Karen, okay? And she's early. On time to her is hour early, you know. Anyway. Yeah. Just kidding, honey. And while, so we went up there and we say, you know, sir, can we check in? He says, no, you can't right now, sir. But if you'll come back in about 40 minutes, we'll help you. And there was a little guy standing there. He goes, I said, thank you. And we just walked off, and we got in the line. We got busy doing this, and then so when we got there, we thought we were early, and bam, there's a big long line there, and I go, wow, we're going to be sitting by the toilet, okay. But, you know, something just said, well, just go on up and ask them. I said, well, there's 40 people, 50, there's probably 100 people in that plane. And I just thought, oh, we need to go ask. So, you know what, I went up and asked. I said, you know what, we talked to you before, and we just wanted to know. And the guy who'd been standing over there on the side never said a word. He says, oh, yeah, come right on. Nobody had even started to board yet. There's probably 100 people out there waiting. He says, come right on. I go, well, we don't. He says, oh, yeah, you got a seat. He says, come right on. Come right on. Favor. You say, that's just a coincidence. No, it's not. No, it's not. There's no coincidences in the favor. God brings me favor. And if it was just once, it would be. But it happens all the time. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, I wish I could had a little more time. Yeah, I'll do that. Damien's not here today, is he? He's working today. Damien's been sending some of us a decree. Anybody? Anybody been getting it? A decree? You haven't been getting it? Well, you must not be on social media. Or maybe he don't like you. I don't know. You been getting it? Well, he don't like you either. You been getting it? Well, see, he likes me and him. You been getting it? Yeah, see, he likes him too. You two need to pray. You need to go to your brother. Amen. Ask him for forgiveness. I'm silly. He has been, I'm going to close with this. Come to the piano, please, sis. I feel like you need to hear this. There's so much more I want to say, but the Amplified Bible says in Job 22:28, I'm talking about the favor of God. Now, I've skipped a lot. There's more I want to say, but I haven't got time today. But maybe we can do it another time because there's some tremendous things I want to share with you about this process to favor, how you walk in that favor, how you walk through the door. Remember, favor is an opportunity for the blessing to be manifest. And I need to go from where I was, like Father Abraham, to where he's calling me to be. Okay? I don't even want to tell you two that, but that's the truth anyway. But one of the things you need to do, and I'm going to tell you more about them as the Lord allows it perhaps, to walk into this favor is to speak with expectancy. Not out of arrogance, but to decree it, to prophesy over your own existence because you have a right to. That I am highly favored of my Father. And I have a place to fly on that plane. And I have angels to take care of me on that plane. Are you listening? And to decree a thing. Look at the scripture. Let's put it up there if we can. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. Job 22, 28. Thou shalt also decree a thing. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. First of all, the word established in the Hebrew means he will establish a thing. It will become a common occurrence. But now let's look at the amplified of that same scripture. You will also decide, everybody say, I believe it. I have a revelation of it. Say it. Say, I know it's true that when I decree a thing, favor comes to me. You will also decide and decree a thing, and it will be established for you. And the light of God's favor will shine upon your ways. In other words, the more you talk and proclaim the favor of God, the more it will occur in your life. Your voice is your address in the spirit realm. Your harvest has already been prepared before you were ever born in your mother's womb. Your destiny has already been prepared. Your provisions are all there waiting. The things you've asked for that you haven't received yet, they're still up there. All you need to do is begin to decree that they're yours and bring them out of the spirit realm into the temporal realm. Out of the eternal realm into the temporal realm. And you do it by decreeing it. Everybody say, by faith. Hear this. Hear this. Your voice says, your voice has creative power in the spirit realm to release and to bind. To bind and to loose. Psalms 103:20, the Amplified says, bless the Lord, you his angels, you who do his commandments, obeying the voice of his word. According to Psalms 103:20 in the New King James, you and I are the voice of God in the earth. The angels obey his word, but we are the only voice of God's word in this earth. And when I decree a thing that's in my heart, that's the promise of God, that is the scripture, are you following me? And it comes out of my mouth and it comes from my heart. Are you listening? The angels are loose to go and do what I've commanded them to do. Not me, but the word of God in me. I need to decree what I'm expecting. I need to decree what I'm believing. I need to decree the favor of God. I'm almost done. The more you talk about the favor of God, the more it shines upon your life. The more you decree the favor of God, the more it manifests in your life. So what should you be doing when you leave this place? There's a lot I could have talked about today, but this is what the Lord wanted you. Would you look at me? Some of you are going to lose everything that's potentially yours right now because you're not going to do what I just told you. Oh, yeah, glory to God. That was a good sermon. And you don't decree nothing. I used to look at my wife and said, honey, I'm believing for a parking up front. And I go, oh, that's good, baby. And there's one up front. I go, oh, yeah, praise God, glory to God. It wasn't there because I did anything. It didn't happen because I did it. It happened because she decreed it. Well, I've been times when it didn't happen. Well, just go on, dummy, and keep not believing. You know what? I praise God for everything he does do. Are you listening? It only takes one time. Father, I decree that my baby's well, and there's no tumor in his body. All it takes is once you go, yes, Lord. And you'll never be able to be convinced that your decreeing has nothing to do with it. Say, I decree a thing. And when I decree it, I establish it. When I establish it, it becomes a common occurrence. Amen? Hallelujah. I think that's it. I think that's all for now. Yeah. So what should I be doing when I leave this place? No matter what you're going through right now, talk and decree the favor of God until you can say with all confidence, I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I hear. I'm not moved by what I feel. I am moved only by what I believe. And regardless of my circumstances, I have the blessing and favor of God on my life. I have the blessing and favor of God on my life. And you keep decreeing it, and eventually it will become a common occurrence in your life. And the light of God's favor is going to shine upon your ways. Favor, blessing belongs to you. Let's bow our heads. Oh, Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. You're so good to us, Lord. We just praise you. We give you glory and honor and praise. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to say what I said in the early service. Here's what I decree. I decree that a greater revelation of what I have spoken to you today will enter into your consciousness, in your spirit, in the spirit of your mind, if you're open to receive it, in a greater way than you've ever known before. Now, as much as you already believe this, how many of you know that if he gives you a greater revelation of it, you'll see greater harvest? If you're open to it, raise your hand right now. So, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus. We decree that the fullest revelation that they've ever had of the favor and blessing of God upon their lives is given and imparted to them now. 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 To bring results with healings, deliverances, open doors, promotions. Oh, Lord, any and everything you promised them and they're believing for, it shall come to pass, especially wisdom and direction and provision. A greater revelation than they've ever known before. And wisdom is theirs. We expect it in the name of Jesus. Now thank him for it. Thank him for it. Open your mouths and thank him for it. Hallelujah. Now that's good, folks. Clapping is good. But you know what? I want you to raise your hands, open your mouths, and thank him verbally for the reception of that revelation knowledge and the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your heart will be enlightened. Hallelujah. Now praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you.
This podcast is brought to you by Pastor Terry Green and Celebration Church in Salinas, California. For more information, you can visit us on our website at celebrationchurchsalinas.cc.